Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is it all there is to say?
Bring this back. The late, great Tom Petty. 17 Till, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Paul Angles, great member of our Brain Trust for the last 4 years, digital marketing expert, inventor of the cost per click advertising, and the middle one of the middle children of 14 of Cuban immigrants. And Paul, thanks again for being here. I was thinking as we came back to the show from the break, we were talking about in the previous segment about things that we can say to motivate ourselves, motivate self-talk. You've been accumulating them and publishing them. I have my handful that I call on a regular basis, and it's all about believing in yourself. And I was just thinking about your parents. As Cuban immigrants, I'm sure when they were immigrating from Cuba to America, I'm sure they had to call on a little bit of believing in themselves in those days. What do you think?
Well, I can tell you a story about my mother. When she went to get her citizenship papers, they took her fingerprints. And she had no fingerprints left except on her pinky fingers.
What?
Because she had been working so hard, she rubbed her fingerprints off.
Calloused on the fingertips. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. You got me choked up here, man. That's hard to do.
Is that not?
That's hard to do. Yeah. Choke me up.
It is. Mm. So sadly, she's in a nursing home now and can't have visitors. And
yeah.
So
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's been a real painful thing.
Well, good. Hang in there with that, and look what happened. I mean, I know she's got to be so proud of you, and she's got to be thinking. I mean,
you
stand on her shoulders and your parents' shoulders right now,
completely,
because they believed in themselves. And what a waste it would be if I feel the same way. My parents were depression babies and World War II babies. World War II, my dad helped save the world in World War II. And I stand on their shoulders, and I know stories where if they hadn't believed in themselves, I wouldn't be here right now. And so isn't it almost a legacy thing for us to believe in ourselves?
Oh, yeah. We do a disservice if we don't.
Yeah. It's an obligation. I agree with that 100%. Otherwise, you're just a wimp. And I don't mean to malign anybody, but I do think you should buck up a little bit and believe in yourself. How does that manifest in you when you believe in yourself? When does that come out?
Well, you know, the whole point of this exercise that I'm doing is by reaching out to everyone. You know, that's going out on a limb, because how do I know that someone is going to want to hear from me?
Right.
You know, some random person who doesn't really know me. We have a connection on LinkedIn, but we don't know each other. And, you know, I have been just diligently reaching out to people. And it has paid off in many, many ways. You know, I have gotten to know a whole lot of people in the last 4 months. I've had in-depth conversations from all over the world. But what's interesting, and it really wasn't, I very deliberately do not try to sell anyone anything, is that people are coming to me saying, you know marketing. To people I'm talking to, they say, you know marketing, I need some help. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? And it has actually grown my business.
What is values-based marketing? You're talking about values-based marketing, and you're not even trying to do it. It's just because you exude values. People want to be around you. It's trust. It's all about trust. Trust is the foundation of everything, and that's what you just described. They trusted before they did business with you. A lot of times you have relationships.
Right?
You have business relationships where you do in America. We do that. We do business with people before we trust them, and then we learn to trust them. Other parts of the world, they wouldn't even think about signing a contract with you unless they knew you well enough to trust you beforehand.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So it's something I've been advising my clients to do now, is to reach out to their connections and reach out and see how they're doing. I mean, just last night, I got a message from a past client, someone I did business with, I don't know, 18 months ago. And he said, you know, this was very opportune. Thank you for reaching out. We need to talk because I want to hire you again.
Wow.
And, you know.
You didn't ask him. You didn't ask him for business. You just said, hey, I'm checking on you.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's really my one bit of advice to everyone is start reaching out to people and be methodical about it and don't, you know, truly inquire about them, truly listen to their responses, and really follow up.
Back in April, I started telling my audience, you know, at this time, your customers probably don't necessarily want to buy anything from you back when we were basically shut down. But I said the people who don't ghost their customers and prospects now will be the people who will be called on when things start getting back to regular. I don't use the word normal around here. So when things start getting back to regular, if you didn't ghost them, if you checked on them without trying to sell them something, you're the one they're going to call on in November. What do you think?
I absolutely agree.
And you've given us a testimonial
I'm proof
on that.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. I need your website, Paul.
It's angles-inc.com.
Angles-inc.com. So check it out. The book is called Marketing Automation, The Angles Report by Paul Angles. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.